A new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Sunday, the 9th of February. Good morning from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Sharmini Ashton-Griffiths. Louise Lear will have the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then it's the news along with the weather, the papers and the sport in news briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Petersfield in Hampshire just before 5:45. And straight after that, it's In Touch with Peter White. But first, here's Nick Wallace.
Last year, the post office scandal became headline news.
For hundreds of post office branch managers wrongly convicted because of a flawed IT system.
The public were outraged. Convictions were overturned and the sub-postmasters had their say. So why are some victims still feeling frustrated?
Without open accountability, nothing will change.
I'm Nick Wallace and I've been investigating this scandal for nearly 15 years. In a new programme, I'll share the inside story of this landmark year and examine why the injustice still continues for many. The Great Post Office Trial, this Tuesday night at 8, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Louise.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. This is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 9th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected southern Scandinavia, 1049 by midnight tonight. Low west Fitzroy, 1015, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. 40s, east or northeast, 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromartie, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5, showers, good. Forth Tyne, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, east or northeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, east or northeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastned, Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, east or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, westerly 3, Rockall 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Weather reports now from coastal stations. Tyree automatic, northeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1033, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west northwest 2, 22 miles, 1034, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 2, 14 miles, 1034, rising. Lucas, northeast by north 2, mist, 5 miles, 1033, rising. Bridlington, northeast by east 3, 1028, rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east southeast 5, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1,022. Jersey, East Southeast 2, 9 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast by East 3, 11 miles, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, Northeast 4, recent rain, 9 miles, 1,022, steady. Valentia, East Northeast 2, 22 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 3, 6 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 9th of February 2025. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure remains slow moving over northern Scotland. However, dissipating low pressure over the English Channel continues to bring rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Collingford Lough, east or northeast 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardner Merchant Point, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Ardner Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, decreasing 3 or less later. Showers, becoming fair, good. And here's the general situation one more time. A ridge of high pressure remains slow moving over northern Scotland. However, dissipating low pressure over the English Channel continues to bring rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. And that concludes the shipping forecast. I'll be back with a general look at the weather in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Louise. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 9th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. A Labour health minister has been sacked for making offensive comments on WhatsApp. Five Thai men who were held hostage by Hamas in Gaza have been welcomed home in Bangkok. And in sport, England secure a last-gasp victory over France in the Six Nations. The Labour MP Andrew Gwynne has been sacked as a health minister after a newspaper revealed that he sent a string of offensive WhatsApp messages which insulted constituents, fellow MPs and councillors. The MP for Gorton and Denton has also been suspended from the Labour Party. On X, he said his comments were badly misjudged and apologised for any offence caused. Our political correspondent Leila Nathu has been reading the Mail on Sunday's report.
The paper says it's had access to thousands of messages between him and various councillors in his region, party officials, and at least one other MP. And it highlights a few of them that have incredibly offensive remarks, offensive comments made towards Jewish people, about fellow MPs, including the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, Diane Abbott, the first black woman MP to have stood in Parliament, and also some of his constituents. And it points out that these are incredibly offensive and that he has been sacked.
The Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner has denied suggestions she was aggressive at a meeting where bereaved families and survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire were told the building would be demolished. Some of those who attended the gathering last week have told the BBC it was a car crash that had ruined relationships between the community and the government. 72 people died when fire engulfed the block in West London in 2017. In her first interview since confirming the building would be demolished, Ms Rayner defended the way she acted at the meeting.
I certainly don't feel like I was aggressive, and if anyone felt that way, then I would be sincerely upset about that. I think what I tried to do is take a really difficult meeting and explain to people and make sure that those that were bereaved had that information and the survivors had that information before the decision was made public.
You can watch the full interview on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg on BBC One and the iPlayer at 9 o'clock this morning. Relatives of two of the three young girls who were murdered in the attack at a dance class in Southport last summer have criticised the decision to televise the sentencing of the killer Axel Rudakabana. The father of BB King and the uncle of Elsie Dot Stankham have told the Sunday Times that there was too much detail on the girls' injuries. Analysis by BBC News has found that Drax Power Station in North Yorkshire, which has received billions of pounds in green subsidies, has failed more than once to report that it burned wood from primary forests in British Columbia. Primary forests are natural forests that have not been significantly disturbed by humans. The company paid a £25 million penalty last year for failing to declare the data, and now the BBC has discovered a further year of misreporting. Drax said it was focused on implementing the lessons learned. Five Thai farm workers released by Hamas in Gaza last month have arrived home in Thailand. They were kidnapped during the 7th of October attack on Israel and spent almost 500 days in captivity. There were emotional scenes as they were greeted by relatives.